Hi, I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. Do you know that Jesus loves you? Even the mistakes you make don't thwart his love, because his love is never ending and it's unconditional. Maybe you're plagued by the feeling that you've made so many mistakes that he can't forgive you anymore. But my guest today, Nan Brown Self, has just written a book called Forgiveness, Making Space for Grace. And we're going to talk about that wonderful topic of forgiveness that Jesus Christ offers no matter what you've done because of his great love for you. Nan, welcome to this edition of Encounter.
Thank you so much, Judy, for having me.
Forgiveness, that's a huge topic, isn't it? And such a troublesome thing for so many people that plague them.
Yes, it really is.
Why did you choose to write your book on forgiveness? Was there an incident in your life that happened, or what?
Well, Judy, how about a lifetime worth of incidents? Forgiveness is the foundation of the Christian faith, but there is so much to forgiveness. God is just waiting to forgive us. And then when he forgives us, when we receive his forgiveness, then he is waiting for us to give that forgiveness away to others. He never intended for us to keep it for ourselves. It's to be a multiplication. And when you think about it, if you decide to forgive five people in your life, and those five people forgive five people, then you can be the beginning of a revolution. But it's all about multiplication.
A forgiveness revolution. That's a great phrase. I'm going to start a forgiveness revolution today. And think about that multiplication. So, Nan, in your life, was there a specific incident that helped you begin to see the importance of forgiving?
Well, I was 27 when I met the Lord. And the fact that he forgave me of my sins was just what an incredible concept for me. And along this path, I decided to learn about forgiveness because of the cover of a magazine that I saw once. Mm. And it was this man, this unhappy man, all crouched down under a glass jar. And he looked very unhappy. And the cover said, "The Barrier of Unforgiveness." Well, I was a brand new Christian, and I didn't know much about forgiveness, unforgiveness, and so I decided to find out what kind of barrier unforgiveness was. And it turned out that it was not only a barrier, but it was also a prison. And the way you get into the prison of unforgiveness is to choose not to forgive. Hmm. One of the first things that God showed me when I started on this journey was that if someone offends you with unkind words, criticism, or judgment, he immediately offers you the grace to forgive and release the offense to God. But if you decide not to choose that gift that he's giving you through grace, and you choose to hold it into your heart, then you are in the sin of unforgiveness. And you have put yourself in a prison of unforgiveness. And the way you are released from the prison of unforgiveness is to confess your sins of unforgiveness and repent of them and turn the other way. And there's a wonderful word that describes that. It's called renouncing. You renounce your sin. And what that means is you fall out of agreement with your sin as you take it and offer it to God. And the way you go through the step of making space for grace, you take your unforgiveness to God, you confess it, you repent of it, you ask him to nail it to death upon the cross, then you ask him for a new heart, a of forgiveness. That's Ezekiel 36:26. You ask him for a new heart of forgiveness, which he will give you, and then you can ask him to meet those needs that were not met as a child in you, such as unconditional love, acceptance, worth and value, security, recognition, comfort, nurture, and emotional nourishment. He can meet all of those needs. Those are basic needs for children, but many adults have never had these needs met. And God is just waiting to meet these for you. And then you receive this forgiveness by faith in the name of Jesus.
The steps that you shared are so important. And I think the thing about forgiveness is so many of us can't believe how God's grace flows after forgiveness is granted. And we think we have to work for it, and we don't. We need to ask for it. And grace, I think, comes in proportion to how much we let God, as we ask him, take our sins and forgive them. Because I think that there's so much of a holding on that we often feel like we have to do because we're not perfect. And the little phrase that I like to share, Nan, is that God loves us for who we are and not who we should be. And so forgiveness, as we ask him to forgive our sins, he forgives us and gives us the grace we need to even forgive ourselves. Maybe you could talk a little bit about forgiving one's self, because so often that seems to be another barrier that people face.
Right, absolutely, Judy. Well, I can speak from firsthand experience. I grew up in a really wonderful family in a lot of ways, but as a child, I received a lot of criticism. And so what did I do with that criticism? Instead of, you know, I didn't know about taking it to God then because I was so very young, but I would just hold it in and I would turn it against myself.
Hmm.
And so when I started this journey of forgiveness, I realized that, yes, others needed to be forgiven, but I needed to forgive myself. And I even had at a meeting one time, this gentleman who knew me very well, he came up to me and he said, you know, I discern that you have forgiven many people. He said, but I don't think you have truly forgiven yourself. And he said, I have a little exercise for you. I said, okay, what's that? He said, when you feel like you have missed the mark or you have done something that is not perfect in your eyes, then you need to start saying, Nan, I forgive you. And at first I would just say it silently, but he said, no, I want you to verbalize.
Hmm.
He said, you need to be part of this circle of forgiveness. This needs to multiply within your heart so that you can reach out to more people.
Wow. Nan, I forgive you. Or put your name in there. Maybe you're thinking about the fact that you may not have forgiven yourself for something you've done in the past. And you've asked God's forgiveness. Well, you know, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And he doesn't have any second questions for us. He just loves us for who we are. And so we play word games a lot of times, mind games about forgiveness, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And maybe Nan's suggestion about asking us to forgive us. So put your name in that. You know, Judy, I forgive you. Or Nan, I forgive you. You know, each one of us put our own names in there. If you've just joined me, this is Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich. We're talking with Nan Brown Self. She wrote the book Forgiveness, Making Space for Grace. Nan, we just have a couple minutes left. How can people get a copy of your book? If this interview has started to get them thinking about their life, their journey, and how much they want to get out of that prison of unforgiveness.
Well, Judy, my website is forgivenessbygrace.com, and there are some resources there for each person that wants to get online. And there is a way to buy the book. And in the media tab, there is a lot of information, and we are working on coming up with a study guide that is downloadable from the website. That's not quite ready yet, but that's something that we will be doing.
Okay, and that's called, what's the website again? Forgiveness by Grace?
ForgivenessByGrace.com.
What a great website name, ForgivenessByGrace.com. And how can people get a copy of your book?
Well, it's available in many bookstores, and there is a tab on the website to get a copy of it. And if I could just say one quick thing before we finish. We talked about forgiving people, and then those people might forgive people. I want to encourage everybody to become an ambassador of forgiveness. And there's only two requirements. First of all, learn everything you can about forgiveness and how it works, and forgive daily. You will be blessed. You will get many gifts from giving forgiveness to others. Those gifts will come back to you, and you will be able to let go of your past through forgiveness and the burdens you've been carrying.
Be an ambassador of forgiveness. Won't you think about it? Forgiveness, Making Space for Grace. My guest is Nan Brown Self. Her website is ForgivenessByGrace.com. Nan, thanks so much for being my guest today on Encounter.